Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Right now, we're going to bring you another great interview from our week in Kansas City at the NAFB convention. Right now, we are going to visit with Paxton Dahmer. He's a past national officer at the national level, obviously, but also in the FFA in Missouri. And Paxton, first of all, thank you for taking time and excited to see you.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. It's an honor.
Well, Paxton, first of all, maybe we'll start about you. Tell me what you do, where you're at right now. Sounds like you're still in college.
Yeah, so I'm a senior at the University of Missouri. I study ag education, leadership, and communications. So the gist of that is just agcom. And so I've got two semesters left there and then looking towards grad school and entering the industry. So excited for it.
So what is it? What's the ideal job?
You know, I don't know exactly. I was just talking earlier. I'm kind of torn. I like the marketing communications side of things, but I also really like the policy side of things. And so hopefully a couple internships will get that figured out.
One of the main reasons why we're having you on today has to do with marketing and networking, and it's a new website that I had not heard of before. It's been around for about a year, it sounds like, and you can give me the official name of it, but it's a new network basically for former FFA members.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, it's called the Forever Blue Network, and so it's put out through the National FFA alumni and supporters, and it's a really unique opportunity for networking, mentoring, peer coaching, things like that for students or alumni members of the organization to have the opportunity to connect with fellow alumni and talk about their experiences and, you know, look at job opportunities, things like that. It's a really unique platform that's specific to FFA, and I think it meets a lot of needs that we had in the organization.
I was visiting with Nicole, and I kind of called it a LinkedIn for the FFA. Is that what you're basically the premise of it?
Honestly, yes. It would look a lot like LinkedIn, kind of the same purpose as that professional social networking, so to speak.
How has the reception gone? You guys have been up for a little over a year. Have you gotten a lot of people to join?
Yeah, so there are more and more members. We're continuing to grow the platform as people become aware of it, as people join in and start to buy into the program. The alumni and supporters team, they do a great job in the office of figuring out ways to continue to market it and make it more marketable to our alumni and supporters groups. And so it's continuing to grow, and we're excited to see where it'll go.
I think I have to talk to our North Dakota folks up there because I haven't heard a lot about it. So is it still even among the FFA, still trying to get the word out to them as well?
Yeah, absolutely. There's challenges, especially where it's alumni and supporters. They're not as connected as an active FFA member would be. And so there are challenges across the board with things like that. Again, the team's working really hard to get that happen. But yeah, spread the word in North Dakota. We'd love to have them on there.
We'll definitely be bringing it up to him when we get back. And I do want to mention for the website, foreverbluenetwork.org, because you just never know if it's a .com or a .org or a .net or anything like that. So we want to make sure to get that out there. So, Paxton, let's talk about you. You grew up in Missouri. Your family has a farm here. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I'm a sixth-generation ag kid, so very proud of that. I have a long background in agriculture and family history in agriculture, and so we grew up on a diversified livestock operation, so we have a small herd of commercial cattle, but to be honest with you, my main thing that I really enjoyed growing up was showing livestock, so showed cattle, hogs, sheep, and goats, the whole plethora of them across the nation growing up, and so I attribute that to about everything that I've had the chance to do in agriculture, the people you meet, the things you see, and the things you get to do, and the work ethic you develop.
So how did the operation go this year? Did weather take a bite? Did you guys have drought? Did you have lots of rain? How was the year?
Well, to be completely honest, I wasn't home much in Missouri anyways. I had the chance to travel with National FFA literally the entire year last year. So I was based out of Indiana. Agriculture persists. They continue working. So, there's ups and downs. Weather's tough on ag.
it was a bad year this year, but knock on wood, because you never know what's going to happen next year. Last question for you, Paxton, and I always find this interesting. What drew you into the FFA, and how old were you?
Yeah, so I was one of those that was almost destined to be a member. So I'm a third generation FFA member. So I have my parents and my grandparents, or my grandfather, that they were all FFA members. And so I grew up in the farmhouse that my great grandparents built in 1928, which coincidentally, it's the same year FFA was founded, but grew up in that story and or in that house and hearing stories of FFA and his time in FFA. And so for me, getting to be an FFA member is a way to honor family tradition. And so I was always destined to be a member. But really what drew me in is, when you go to your first state convention or national convention and you see just how unique it is to be in an organization that unifies so many people based on one true message of growing the next generation of leaders that'll change the world, that's pretty unique. It's pretty unique, and not a lot of places can offer that. And so for me, I was stuck as soon as I went to my first events and got to see exactly what it is and what all the hype's about.
Well, final thoughts, Paxton, anything we missed or any just final words for folks to find out more about Forever Blue Network?
Yeah, just absolutely. Very grateful, first off, that you had me on. But check out Forever Blue Network. You can also find it on the App Store if you download Graduate Community and then use the National FFA Organization platform through there. And so it's hosted by Graduate, but you can find it there, as well as going to foreverbluenetwork.org or ffa.org for any information as well. So we're grateful to be on here.
Our coverage of the NAFB National Convention in Kansas City is brought to you by ESN, Environmentally Smart Nitrogen. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.